Alex has got the first set of slides, and they're on legislative developments. It's particularly, even though we're from the trenches, we're not insiders, so I'm not sure what trenches means. I guess we're kind of digging in a foxhole looking up at the rest of you. But Alex was legislation counsel at the Joint Committee on Taxation in Congress, so he knows quite a bit about legislation. He's drafted quite a bit of it. And he's going to talk about that. And then Stephen's going to talk about some issues related more to IRS. He's going to talk a little bit about the current reorganization and more about how that affects us as practitioners, because I'm sure Commissioner Lowe is going to talk about that at lunch from the insider perspective. He's also going to talk a little bit about the impact of the Form 1023-EZ. Some of the 990, I can't recall if you mentioned this in your introduction, but you know, Stephen's really the guy to blame for the new 990 that came out in 2008. He was one of the main, if not the main, architects of that form, and actually it's a great form. But there's also been some changes since then that Stephen's going to talk about. So let's and I want you guys to feel free to interrupt each other and try to keep this interesting. We don't want to lose anyone out there. So Alex, you want to start?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So I guess if my role here is to talk about legislation, and what everyone wants to know is what's going to happen. And of course, it's kind of a difficult question right now because we have a new Congress and a new new staff and new people thinking about tax reform and legislation in this Congress, and what are the priorities going to be. How is the balance of power between the White House and Congress going to shake out? So, you know, the bottom line is I'm not going to say exactly what is going to happen, but we have some ideas right now. So.